we're here today at
Sprocket Cycles.
Sprocket Cycles, just off Digbeth High Street.
Yeah, Allison Street.
Cyclists have been safe enough on the roads.
Most are pretty confident, but it's the main worries. The main road users, i.e., car drivers coming too close and not giving you room and not giving you a chance to signal to turn. That's the main problem I have with cycling in Birmingham.
Do you think the council should do more to sort of have more cycle roads or cycle lanes, or is there more they could do to improve the ones they've got?
No, I'm more inclined to say that I think that the government would be better bringing out a policy where everybody has to ride a bike for 6 months. I know they were trying to say that it was a good idea and everything, but I think it is probably one of the best ideas that they've come up with. And if they could push that forward, I think that would make cycle safety a lot better.
Sort of national bike service.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking as somebody who's been trained as a road safety officer to do cycling proficiency, I think it needs to be kept with the schools.
When I was at school, though, I think our cycling proficiency was mostly cycling around cones in the playground, and we didn't do that much actual on the road
stuff. When I trained to do it, they did change it slightly. They wanted people to do it on open junctions rather than in the school playground, and we had to go out and find places that would be reasonable to use as on-site training facilities, rather than you have to go out onto a semi-main road and a main road, but you want to make sure the main road's not too busy. But then you've got to try and find a balance to whether they're going to be able to handle going to a busy junction or not. You have to prepare them, really, don't you?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a difficult thing to do. I mean, it's hard to know which is how far to go.
Well, you're not always going to be there, are you?
That's no.
That's the difficult thing,
no.
Isn't it?
So it's preparation's the key, isn't it?
What advice would you give to people who maybe haven't had decent cycling proficiency training for actually cycling on the road?
Stay calm and take your time, really. Try and stay on the right side of the road, or I should say the left side of the road.
I heard something recently about people being advised to sort of cycle further away from the curb.
Yes.
What's the sort of recommended distance?
There is no recommended distance.
Yeah.
It's whatever you feel comfortable with. I mean, personally, you want your wheels a good foot and a half away from the curb anyway, because if you drift off a little bit and you come a bit too close, you'll hit it with your pedal, you'll fly off into more than likely into the road. It's all down to the user. I mean, personally, I like to take a good bit of space because I ride quite a wide bike, so I do take up quite a bit of road space, and a lot of drivers don't like it. I think it's all down to common sense and trying to find a happy medium of where you're comfortable to be, but you're not getting too in drivers' ways as they see it. I mean, I know you're supposed to be a road user and everybody's supposed to have an equal share, but it's never going to be the way. So
they've got cars at the end of the day. You can't
exactly
really argue with them.
You've got a bit. You're on a bike and they're in a big metal box, so you're going to lose every time.